Hello, everyone. Welcome to your weekly tech update, the show that explores the newest, coolest, and sometimes just downright crazy side of tech available on the interwebs. I am your video game geek, Ray McNeil. Coming up on the program today, we're talking Alphabet's Wing. They're starting drone deliveries to U.S. homes. Amazon is hosting a two-day music festival in Las Vegas. And happening in this week's What The, a funeral prank by a deceased grandfather from beyond the grave leaves mourners in stitches. That and a whole lot more coming up on today's edition of your weekly tech update, next. Hi everyone. Alphabet's Wing has started making deliveries by drone to certain homes in the U.S. for the very first time. During a pilot program in Christiansburg, Virginia, drones will drop off packages from FedEx, Walgreens, and even a local retailer called Sugar Magnolia, which includes over-the-counter medications, snacks, and gifts. Alphabet says it's the first commercial drone delivery service to homes in the country. The Federal Aviation Administration has granted Wing an expanded air carrier certificate. It has permission to allow multiple pilots to oversee multiple unmanned aircraft, making commercial deliveries simultaneously to the general public. UPS also received FAA certification for commercial deliveries this month, but it will stick to hospitals and medical campuses for now anyway. Folks in Christiansburg can order goods from Walgreens or Sugar Magnolia through the Wing app, and a drone will drop off their order to a predetermined location in their yard or driveway. They can also opt in to have FedEx Express deliveries made by drone as well. This trial follows other Wing pilot projects in other parts of the world in Australia and Finland. It's time to embark on a wondrous adventure set in an expansive world filled with daring challenges, powerful enemies, and a bodybuilding dragon with an ego to match his oversized muscles. But the twist in this adventure is that you will move through the game world and defeat enemies with attacks based on various real-world exercises using the two included accessories that respond to real-life movement. Starting now, the new Ring Fit adventure game for the Nintendo Switch system is available in stores. The two new accessories, the Ring Con and Leg Strap, work with the Joy-Con controllers and allow the game to turn your movements and exercise in the real world, like jogging in place squats and overhead shoulder presses, into actions within the game. Ring Fit Adventure is a new way to experience adventure gaming that lets various types of players explore a huge world and battle enemies using real-life movements and exercise. This comes from Nick Chavez. He's Nintendo of America's Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing. He said, quote, "With Ring Fit Adventure, you can tailor your exercise to your skill level, and as your skill level grows, so too will your progress in this deep adventure game." Sounds like the type of thing to get an adventure-loving gamer off of the couch. In the game's main adventure mode, you'll journey through numerous colorful worlds with your ultimate goal to defeat the evil bodybuilding dragon, Draxus. As you move through each level, you'll defeat enemies with exercise using your arms, legs, and core to earn experience points and collect ingredients to craft in-game smoothies that support your journey. Between battles, you might even encounter some unusual methods of transportation, such as squat-powered launch pads, ab-twist-fueled paddle boards, and other ways to get around using the power of your real-life exercise movements. Outside of the main adventure, quick play mode is a great way to enjoy Ring Fit Adventure in short bursts. This allows you to jump in and out of play. This lets you enjoy the game in different ways, like taking turns with friends and family in various mini-games. Mini-games cover a wide range of activities too, from breaking boxes with gusts of air triggered by squeezing the Ring Con accessory, to shaping pottery by performing squats. The game also features online leaderboards, so you can compare your high scores with friends or your Nintendo Switch friends list. Other modes like Simple and Sets offers additional ways to work out. Simple lets you choose exercises that you want to work on and perform them individually. High scores are recorded so you can keep track of your personal bests. Sets provides linked sequences of different exercises designed around a theme or a particular body part. This mode lets you target a muscle group you want to focus on, like legs, shoulders, lower body, or your core. Before you start a session of Ring Fit Adventure, you'll simply insert the left Joy-Con into the leg strap accessory and then attach it to your upper left leg. The Ring-Con accessory, which holds the right Joy-Con, is held by both hands. The Ring-Con accessory is a flexible electronic device that provides resistance and uses the Joy-Con to respond to your movements. Ring Fit Adventure can be adjusted to your level of skill, so if you don't have experience with fitness games, well, you can change the exercise intensity at any moment to suit your ability. This will let you continue playing every day at any activity level that's comfortable for you. The fun nature of Ring Fit Adventure will motivate you to regularly get exercise as you continue your journey and level up your character in the game. And with the power of Nintendo Switch, well, the game can be taken anywhere, letting you work up a sweat at your own convenience. You know we're going to see videos of this on YouTube of people using it, say, at the bus stop. Using the multitask mode, you can use the Ring-Con accessory with an attached Joy-Con controller on its own without the Nintendo Switch system, too. While you're sitting at work or watching TV, you can press and pull the Ring-Con accessory to gain reps. Later on, you can sync the Ring-Con accessory with your Ring Adventure game to convert the stored reps into bonuses. That's pretty cool, actually. It gives you bonuses such as experience and in-game items for your character. The game even includes a silent mode for people who live in an upstairs apartment or don't want to make a lot of noise. By activating this mode, jogging-style exercises are swapped out for ones that are a little bit quieter, allowing you to keep your legs active without any heavy impact on the floor. That's pretty ingenious. Ring Fit Adventure is now available in stores at a suggested retail price of $79.99 US. That includes the game card, Ring-Con, and leg strap accessories. For more information about the game, you can visit ringfitadventure.nintendo.com. Starting now, users can use hardware security keys manufactured by Swedish company Yubico to log into a local Windows OS account. After more than 6 months of testing, the company released the first stable version of the Yubico login for Windows application. Now, once installed on a Windows computer, the application will allow users to configure a Yubico security key, also known as a YubiKey, to secure local Windows OS accounts. The Yubico key will not replace your Windows account password, but it will work as a second authentication factor, meaning if somebody has your password, well, they're not going to be able to get into your computer. Users will have to enter your password and then plug in a Yubico key into a USB port to finish the login process. Yubico hopes that the keys will be used to secure high-value computers storing sensitive data that are used in the field away from secured networks. Such devices are often susceptible to theft or getting lost. If the devices are not encrypted, attackers have various ways at their disposal to bypass normal Windows password-based authentication, and securing local Windows accounts with the YubiKey makes it nearly impossible for an attacker to access your account, even if they know your password. Nowadays, Yubico keys are often used to secure online accounts, but a feature most users weren't aware of is that they can also be used to secure the local OS accounts of some devices. Prior to today, the Yubico login application had only been available to Mac and Linux users. Support for protecting Windows OS accounts has been one of Yubico's most requested features. Yubico said the Yubico login for Windows app currently works on Windows 7, Windows 8.1, and Windows 10. The app is available from the Yubico website. NASA astronauts Christina H. Koch and Jessica Meir made history recently, taking part in the first ever spacewalk in the agency's history featuring only women. The two astronauts ventured outside of the ISS in order to effect a repair on a failed power controller for the station. That was during a spacewalk that began around 7:50 a.m. Eastern Time and ended at around 2:55 p.m. the same day. The historic event happened 7 months after its original intended target date, after that attempt had to be scrubbed because the ISS was missing a medium-sized spacesuit that one of the two women would need. Astronaut Anne McLean was going to take part alongside Koch at that time, but McLean's time on the station ended back in June. McLean attempted to make a larger-sized suit work, but her mobility was severely limited. NASA sent up a second medium spacesuit in October to ensure that they wouldn't encounter a similar problem a second time around, but rightly faced criticism for the apparent discrimination of having enough suits to ensure multiple men could spacewalk, but not multiple women. The agency seems to have a genuine interest in curbing any perception of discrimination inherent in the spacesuit program. They also emphasize that the spacesuits designed for its Artemis moon mission program are designed to provide maximum mobility for astronauts of all shapes and sizes. This mission is a tremendous achievement, not just for NASA and the astronauts that took part, but for all human space exploration, marking the first time there's ever been a two-woman spacewalk. Definitely an exciting and momentous event. I am so excited about the space industry these days, and one of the main reasons is everything that SpaceX is doing. They're back in the news again. Now they have three of their next-generation Starship rockets under construction. As aerial video shows, the latest developments at the company's facility in Florida. The first bands of stainless steel for another Starship rocket were put on a stand recently and were captured in a video taken from a flying drone. Former commercial pilot John Winkup took the video and gave CNBC permission to use his footage. Starship is a massive rocket that SpaceX is developing to eventually launch cargo and people into space, to the moon, and beyond, even to Mars. The rocket is designed to be reusable, so SpaceX can launch and land it multiple times, possibly in a day, like a commercial airplane. SpaceX is building three Starship rockets simultaneously, one at its facility in Texas, and two at its facility in Florida. SpaceX founder Elon Musk last month gave an update on Starship's development, standing in front of the first assembled rocket in Texas. That's also where SpaceX has completed short test flights of a prototype Starship rocket, which they called Starhopper. We showed you that on the program a while back. While the next Starship flight is expected to reach about 65,000 feet, Musk is also pushing SpaceX to fly to space in the coming months. Seconds before an earthquake hits anywhere in California, people nearby will now get a warning on their smartphone to duck and cover. The first ever statewide early warning system in the nation launched recently on the 30th anniversary of the devastating Loma Prieta earthquake that killed 63 people in the San Francisco Bay Area. The early warning system will reach people in two ways, through an app called MyShake and through the existing wireless emergency alerts that sound an alarm on cell phones for flood warnings and missing children. If all goes well, it will give people up to tens of seconds of advanced notice before they might feel the ground shaking. That's just enough time to save lives and prevent injuries. The developers are eager to finally get the ball rolling after years of pushing for political will and technological advances to make it a reality. But they're quick to note that the app that is rolling out today is still likely to face challenges ahead when it comes to expanding to a huge scale, especially during a major earthquake. And work is still underway to make it more inclusive of people who don't use smartphones or who speak different languages. We think that there's probably more work to do in the future, but if we can save even one life, then it's worth turning on. That came from Brian Ferguson. He's a spokesperson with the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services. There's a 99.7% chance of a magnitude 6.7 or larger quake rocking California within the next 30 years. That's the reality that Californians live in. The price of admission to live in California is preparation. Had the system been in place back in 1989 during the Loma Prieta earthquake, people in downtown San Francisco could have gotten a warning 15 to 18 seconds before experiencing the damage. That would have been enough time for drivers to pull off the road, or for people indoors to jump under a sturdy table and protect themselves from falling furniture and debris. More than half of all injuries in the Loma Prieta earthquake in the Bay Area and disastrous 1994 Northridge earthquake outside of Los Angeles were linked to hazards like falling ceiling lights and bookshelves. This is the most expansive earthquake early warning app to be unveiled in the U.S. There is another app, it's called Shake Alert LA. That came out back in January, but it was only available to people within the Los Angeles area. Both apps work with the United States Geological Survey's network of seismic sensors. You no longer need an Android phone to report collisions and other traffic trouble in Google Maps. Google has finally brought the road incident reporting to iOS, letting you flag problems without turning to an app like Waze. Google is also expanding the range of reportable incidents to include construction, disabled cars, lane closures, and objects on the road. You'll see both iOS support and the expanded categories roll out within a week or so. There are some treats in store as well. If you're a Google One subscriber, people on select plans can get as much as 10% in Google Store credit when they buy a device or accessory from the shop. And if you were only thinking about one, buying a Pixel 4 will give you a 3-month trial for the entry-level plan with 100 gigs of storage, upgraded support, and pro sessions to make the most of your phone. This won't make up for the end of free full quality photo storage from Google, but it will help you decide if it's worth paying for that perk. In March, hot on the heels of its initial public offering, Lyft announced CityWorks. It's a $50 million program seeking to strengthen the company's civic engagement in the places its drivers live and work, building on this and subsequent offshoot efforts. The ride-sharing startup this morning launched the Jobs Access Program. It's an initiative intended to narrow transportation gaps to employment and job training in over 35 markets across the U.S. and Canada. Lyft says it'll partner with organizations including the National Down Syndrome Society, United Way, United Service Organization, Goodwill, Year Up, Generation, Dream Corps, the Campaign for the Fair Sentencing of Youth, and Upwardly Global to provide free and subsidized rides to the unemployed and those seeking job skills training. At least initially, the focus will be on three interventions in the employment pipeline that Lyft asserts play an outsized role in individual success. One is rides to and from job training programs. Two is job interviews. And three, the first 3 weeks of employment prior to a paycheck. A 2012 report published by the American Association of People with Disabilities and the Leadership Conference Education Fund found that some 31% of people with disabilities, that's an estimated 48.9 million people, report having insufficient transportation compared to just 13% of the general population. Moreover, of the nearly 2 million people with disabilities who never leave their homes, 560,000 say that they stay home because of transportation difficulties. The Jobs Access Program is funded in part from the proceeds of Lyft's Roundup and Donate program, which rounds up ride payments to the nearest dollar and donates the difference to causes of the writer's choice. For instance, donations to the USO support both its efforts to connect service members and veterans with subsidized rides, and it supports programs for active service members and their families. United Way believes that people of all ages and abilities should have an opportunity to improve their economic status through unemployment. That came from United Way Worldwide Senior Vice President Alicia Laura. When we work with corporate partners like Lyft in pursuit of this goal, the entire community benefits. And together, we can effect sweeping change that benefits us all. Amazon has been aggressively pushing into the music business. It's already promoted its music streaming service by holding a concert for Prime Day and appealing to audiophiles by offering lossless streaming with its HD plan. Now, when you hear the company is hosting a music festival, you might expect that service to be the host. But no. The new Intersect Festival is being put on by cloud computing subsidiary Amazon Web Services. The two-day festival will be headlined by Dave Grohl's Foo Fighters and singer-songwriter Casey Musgraves. Other artists include Beck, Brandi Carlile, and Leon Bridges. In addition to the music acts, Amazon promises fun and games, including a massive ball pit, a video arcade, and a post-apocalyptic dodgeball stadium. There will also be food and cocktails, plus art installations like a six-story high tower of video art called the Monolith. To round out the technology theme, a light show consisting of 500 drones programmed and flown by a female-led team will celebrate women in tech. The festival will take place on December 6th and 7th in Vegas at the Las Vegas Festival Grounds. You should probably get a ticket for this one. They are a bit pricey, however. $169 will buy you one and are on sale right now. And finally, happening in this week's What The, a funeral prank that had a deceased grandfather coming back from beyond the grave left mourners howling with laughter. Video footage of the funeral in Ireland shows those in attendance at the grave laughing along with the clever prank. It was pulled off by Shay Bradley, a father of four and grandfather of eight from South Dublin. He passed away recently after a long illness. But rather than have his friends and family filled with tears at his grave, Mr. Bradley had planned an incredible prank. A video posted on Facebook by his daughter showed how mourners in the cemetery gathered at the open grave which contained Mr. Bradley's coffin. Then...
Hello? 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 Let me out! Where the f*** am I? Hello? Hello? Let me out! I can hear.
Initially, some of the mourners looked shocked that Mr. Bradley is apparently talking to them from beyond the grave, but they soon realized his voice is playing in a recorded message through a speaker. The clip finishes with Mr. Bradley singing lyrics from a Neil Diamond song.
Hello, I've called to say goodbye. I'm going to die, I'm afraid to say. Hello.
Thanks for watching your weekly tech update. If you have a story you think we should feature on the program, well, you need to send me an email, djraymcneil@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook at Your Weekly Tech Update and check out the podcast, audio and video versions available on iTunes, Google, Spotify, Audioburst, and elsewhere on the interwebs. Till next time, I'm Ray McNeil. Good night, world.